You've been listening to the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.
Well, Tainted Love on Classic Hits, waking up happy on Monday morning. 7 minutes, just gone 8 minutes, actually, if you want to be very exact. Past 6 o'clock in the morning, Monday, 2nd of December. We're into the thick of it, PJ. We're into December.
Into the thick of it, so we are, yeah. There's no escaping it now. Let me have a look. Where's our first Christmas song this morning?
Oh, it should there be 8 o'clock.
There it is. Oh, no, this one before there, look.
Do you know what?
There was 27 minutes past six.
Oh, is there? Because there was one at about 20 to six, actually. I heard it. Chris Rea banging out there.
Oh, there you go. See, so there you go. That's it. There's no getting away from it now. Whether you're a happy little jingle bell daft elf like Mike, or if you're a grinchy old Scrooge MacPants like me, we're stuck with it for another while now. There's no getting away from it.
And if you can't beat it, join it, because last night I threw up some of the decorations and threw out the lights outside.
Oh, they were all at it. Oh, my
everyone
God.
Everyone was at it, yeah.
So them all yesterday.
How was the weekend? By the way, it's Mike in for Jim. Jim's taking a prolonged birthday break.
He is, yeah. Fair play to him.
He likes his old birthdays. And he's off today, but back tomorrow. Anyway, what's the crack? How was the weekend?
Yeah,
all right?
Grand, yeah. Not a bother. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Did you do anything special?
Did you do anything special?
Nothing.
I don't know. I can't remember.
Nothing.
I remember enjoying myself. I can't remember what I did to do enjoyment.
Yeah, I'm the same. I come off the back of a weekend going, I'm not entirely sure what I did. Although I didn't, to be fair, do anything this weekend. Happy Monday from Martin the Trucker. How are you, Martin? Good morning, PJ and Jim. That person's going to be in for a disappointment now.
Yeah.
or has already gotten over the disappointment. Jason the taxi driver. Breakfast table quiz, please. Look at that, Jason getting in early.
There you go, that's the right thing to do. Yeah. That's the right thing, lay out your steak early.
Good morning, PJ and Mike. Please can you wish our beautiful daughter, sister Rhiann McTaggart, a very happy 9th birthday from yesterday, 1st of December. Love listening to you in the morning. Especially PJ's pearls of wisdom. There you go. From Gwen and Jack. What did you do to yourself there?
This is
acting the magic.
I've got all funny. Oh, hold on, yeah, I'm back now.
There, yeah, that changed to something else as we were talking.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
There's a gremlin in the machinery.
That's just, somebody said I had pearls of wisdom and the machine couldn't take that sort of mistake.
I know, that was weird. Yeah, it changed to something else. Anyway, no bother, done and dusted. Oh, they said 7:30. Sorry, I did it too early. Whatever. I'll set a reminder for myself.
Good Lord, man.
Right, 087-188-0008 if you want to get in touch with us this morning. And it's 087-188-0008. And you're ready for your birthdays? A few good ones now this morning.
Really, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, decent ones. So we expect a good turnout. Good morning, anyway. It's Classic Hits. That's Tasman Archer, Sleeping Satellite, waking up happy on Classic Hits with PJ and Jim. Mike in for Jim this morning. 14 minutes past 6 o'clock. Hope you're well. 087-188-0008 if you want to get in touch. And loads of you have, including somebody. Let me go back to it. Morning, lads, from a Baltic Oslo in Norway. So thanks
Look
for that.
Look at that. What a picture that is.
Who's that from now? That's from Jerry.
Yeah.
Good morning to you, Jerry. Yeah, mad. So good morning to you. Just full of snow, obviously. I should stop just saying it's mad and explain what's in the picture. It's just full of snow. That's mad. Loads more there.
Loads going on. Look at this. Oh, here's all it started. Look, all the clocks with the degrees on them.
Yeah,
in-car clocks and
now,
all that stuff.
Here's the thing, PJ, right? Considering you live in Dún Laoghaire, did you have to defrost your car this morning?
Not at all, no.
Isn't that
hilarious? Not even cold. It wasn't even that cold. Like, I walked out with the jacket off, threw it into the car.
Ah, PJ, you're an awful exaggerator now.
Telling you now, I walked out with the jacket off, threw it into the car.
Well, according to my...
And no ice, no frost, no nothing. Lovely day.
Well, I had to defrost my car now to get the ice off the windscreen. However,
where do you be living?
I do live in kind of a little valley, so it's always bad. If ever it's bad anywhere, it's bad where I am. 1 degree, it says in Dublin at the moment. If my phone is anything to go by, although English John, who's here this morning, I did see his tweet over the weekend, and he said his phone said there was a tornado.
It was
a lovely day outside, Jess. So I don't know whether we can trust phones, but according to this, and we'll wait for the official update from Tara a little later on, but it says it's going to be a nice day today.
Well, it looks like it's not going to be.
In most parts of the countries as well.
Wet or whatever, but it does look like it's going to get cold later anyway.
Don't mind the cold as long as it's not wet, but yes, it was
very cold. I don't mind being a bit wet as long as it's not freezing.
Yeah, that's an unusual way to look at life.
I don't think it is, man.
Do you not think so?
I don't think it is, because you can go indoors to get away from rain. You can't get away from the cold.
Anyway,
unless you turn the heating on, and I'll be damned if I'm doing that.
Do let us know what it's like around the country for you, wherever you are. 087-188-0008. Now, birthdays, PJ, are you ready? I would like to give you a day off.
Yeah, you would, all right, yeah.
And stuff it into Jim's face tomorrow when he comes back after his few days off.
Oh, maybe it would actually. Like,
do you know, I saw his, following his social media, and Jim McCabe, ladies and gentlemen, was at, I can say this. If he's put it public, it's the rule is, I can say.
Yeah,
of course. He was at Dido last night.
He was not.
Now, there are many gigs I'd go to, PJ.
Yeah.
But I tell you, that wouldn't be one.
I wouldn't be going to Dido now. I wouldn't be going. I wouldn't. You wouldn't catch me doing that.
He's delighted with himself. Pictures saying up front and centre, best seats in the house.
The fact that they were available at such a short notice would tell you something, I would have thought. You know, the best seats in the house. Really? He's taking a hit for someone there, I'd say.
I think he might be, yeah. Right then, and to be fair though, someone else did WhatsApp in earlier on saying thanks for the Dido ticket, so I better wished, because I think we were giving away Dido tickets and they enjoyed it. So
We know where Jim got them.
Whatever you're into.
What a competition.
Here. Yeah. Anyway, whatever you're into. Right, birthdays. Are you ready, PJ? I'm going to give you a clip here. It's an unusual clip, I'll be honest, that involves a bit of explaining. The birthday isn't Oprah. That's all you need to know. And they're talking about a stage performance of the woman whose birthday it is.
Okay.
Follow me?
Yeah.
What was that like?
Well, actually, in rehearsal, I broke out in hives. I got a little scared. Yeah. Uh-huh. It was kind of bad. But when I got on the stage and I had to perform, I was like, okay, I'm on performance.
You rehearsed with the python?
Mm-hmm.
With the python?
I rehearsed with it.
I would think you would rehearse with a rope tied together. You just say, where's the rope? And then I'll get the python later. No, you rehearsed with the python.
Yeah, I rehearsed with it and I broke out in hives. So I was a little scared about it after that happened.
Okay.
But then once I had
not to because you were allergic to the python, because you were afraid.
Yeah, I was really afraid. And because, you know, I was breaking out in hives. Yeah.
Right. Do you know who that is?
Haven't a clue.
Have you not?
Haven't a clue.
Really? A very distinctive voice now. A star.
Oh, yeah. Honest to God, I've no idea. I'm just hearing snakes and ropes and I having a rashers who's talking
about. A humongous star of the 90s. That is Britney Spears.
Is it?
Yeah, it is, yeah. That was her famous performance at the MTV Music Awards, where she performed with the python. And I just find it funny that she kept going on about is how she got hives.
Got hives off a python.
It's unusual, yeah. But anyway, so Britney Spears, who obviously was ginormously
huge,
big in the 90s. Yeah.
Oh, man, she was so big. I was in Boston one time and I stayed in a hotel room that was designed by her mother.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. That was the whole cell in this hotel. The only hotel with a room designed by the mother of Britney Spears.
How bizarre.
It was bizarre, yeah. And the whole place was bizarre.
What was the room like?
Ah, oh, it was like, I nearly said something you shouldn't. It was like a certain, it's like a room you'd pay to go into, if you know what I mean.
Do you remember we stayed in a hotel, us, myself, yourself and Jim, and the rooms were designed by the guy that makes the hats?
That's right, yeah.
Tracy.
The G Hotel.
Was that the G Hotel?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
And all the light fittings and all looked like hats.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
It was nice. Anyway, go on. How old do you think she is?
She's 38.
Yay! Yeah! Well done!
Yeah. We'll take that straight out, see?
Good on you. Okay, next up is Lucy Liu. Do you know Lucy Liu of Charlie's Angels fame?
Oh my God.
And also of Kill Bill fame as well.
Yeah, yeah.
She was deadly in Kill Bill.
She was deadly in Kill Bill. Yeah, she's a proper kick ass. Sort of go about her. So she does.
Big time, yeah.
God, don't know.
Yeah.
How long ago was Kill Bill? Like, that's older than you think. That's like 20 years old now, that movie, is it?
God, I don't know if it's 20 years old, but it certainly would be over 10, would it? Yeah, it'd be over 10, but I don't know if it'd be 20 years old.
Oh, it has to be close to 20 years.
Maybe you could be right now. You could be right. I don't know what else she's really done, but those were obviously
good
enough.
What age is she? I'm going to say she's 47.
No, she's 51, actually.
Oh, fart!
Which you'd never think. Right, do you remember this guy who played for England? And I'm pretty sure he played for Leeds and Newcastle. His name is David Batty.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I remember David Batty, yeah.
Yeah, now he's
Batty!
He's gone back a while. So he was one of those real solid players. That's when Leeds were good.
Yeah, when Leeds were good before they flushed it all down the toilet. And gave all the Manchester United fans the best laugh ever.
Yeah. Now, to bring you back as well, he missed, if you might remember, and anyone who misses a penalty in England tends to be vilified for the rest of their lives. But he missed a vital penalty in the 1998 World Cup against Argentina.
Only Beckham is allowed to do that and get the road to redemption.
Yeah.
He's done loads of things in World Cups he's gotten away with.
Yeah.
The kick against the Argentinians.
Mind you, he's vilified after that
for a while. But he still won everybody back again,
that's true.
Which is rare.
They burned effigies of him.
Burnt effigies
I think, by the way, the English fans do this. They burn effigies of you. They do everything to take you down. And if you still play for them, they go, all right, mate, fair enough. And then they like you again. Yeah.
Well, it's all in the past.
He's come through it all and he's come out the other side.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Which is not a great way to look at
I don't think it happened for David Batty, really, did it?
Not really.
The same level. See, David Batty never had the haircut, and he's called Batty.
Yeah.
You have a lot going against you. I'd say he's like 52.
Oh, PJ's 51.
Ah, fart off.
Right off the post, like David Batty against Argentina. Right, two very quick ones then. Monica Seles.
Oh, the tennis player, yeah.
Yeah, Yugoslavian born.
Is she the one that was attacked?
Yeah, she was. She was. Yeah. That's the one. She was stabbed in the back.
That's
yeah.
right. Yeah. Gee, what a mad story that was.
And
yeah.
that was live on television, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And a man comes out and stabs her. Yeah.
Insane stuff.
Bizarre. And that, by the way, I think I saw a documentary not so long ago. As in, it's just in popular culture now. It's like, oh, do you remember she got stabbed?
Yeah,
that was mad.
Yeah.
But it like did obviously massive damage to her for the rest
of
her life.
Of course it did. Yeah.
Do you know, psychologically and medically.
Jesus, crazy, sense. Crazy stuff. I've got to say, she's in her 50s as well, is she?
I'll give you a clue now. She's not, actually, believe it or not. She must have been very young when she was...
Oh, my God.
...messing around on the tennis court.
I'll say she's 48 then.
She's 46.
Ah!
You're very close on all these now, I have to say,
I
PJ.
No, I'm not. I've only one in the...
Are you a tennis fan, by the way?
No, I'm not, no. I used to watch it back in the day. Like, in the 80s, when it was McEnroe and Connors and... All of them lads, they used to watch it.
Right, okay.
But it wouldn't be much. I wouldn't know what's going on, really.
All right, for your own redemption, to put a good spin on today's birthdays, PJ Gallagher is Nelly Furtado. Do you remember Nelly Furtado?
Yeah. What's her song again?
I'm like a bird.
Oh, that's
I wanna fly
yeah.
away.
Yeah, yeah.
Sings it better than that, though.
A little bit better. That's your hit bit sort of singing. I love that every time you have to sing on air, you bottle it completely. I got to say, Nelly Furtado is... 41.
Yay!
Yeah!
She is 41.
There you go.
That was a good showing. That was two dead
two
bang.
In the bag.
Two in the bag and
a couple off the post. I'll take that any day. It's going to be a good week.
Well done to you.
This is Classic Hits.
Thank you very much, Tara. How are you this Monday?
Moany Monday.
Yeah, wait, what's wrong?
It's Moany Monday.
What's wrong? What's there to moan about?
A creak in me neck. I'm not sick enough to be at home, but I'm not well enough to be at work. I've been doing no carbs for weeks and I've been flying, and I walked in this morning and I said to Mike, is it acceptable to have after eights for your breakfast? Because there was a box of after eights open in the kitchen. He said to me, no, it's not. And I said, I don't care. And I just had three of them.
Wow, unbelievable. That's what I said to her. She said, is it acceptable? I went, absolutely not. And she went, don't care.
Fair enough. Well,
I have three after eights for breakfast. And it's cold. And yeah,
I tell you, we're getting a lot of messages from around the country as to how cold it is. And in Cork, Kerry, neck of the woods, -3, -4, we've got reports of so far.
Ah, oh, jeepers. Yeah. It's all need to move to Dunleary, lads. It's lovely out there. Balmy this morning.
And then there's my next moan, is that I have to say frost and fog with freezing fog patches in the weather forecast this morning. And I'm not very good at that, as we know.
Freezing fog patches?
Well, we get lots of frogs around at this time
we
of year
do.
When I.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
right,
yeah, yeah. So that's bound to happen at some stage
what
this
was
morning.
It, what was your thing, PJ, with your mate being stopped at the
oh,
traffic?
Yeah, yeah, I have a friend and he was stopped by a guard. One of the, around this time of year. And for speeding, and the guard said to him, what would you have done now if you had a come round the corner there?
Oh, you're gone again. Hang on.
Ah, here, what?
Mid-joke. This is the gremlins in the machine. This is shocking. Go on.
I can't talk.
Go on.
Yes, and the guard stopped him and said, what would you have done now if you went round the corner and missed our fog? Was there.
Okay.
And he goes, well, I suppose I would have put my foot and missed that break, wouldn't I? And the guard's there, are you trying to be smart with me? He goes, well, you started it with your mist or fog and all. And the guard leaned in and went, mist or fog.
Oh, I love that story.
It's okay.
Right, Kerry, All I Want for Christmas on Classic Hits. Waking up happy on Monday morning, 6:41 now. How you doing? It's PJ and Jim in the morning. Mike in for Jim. PJ loving that. When you want to see him, he was literally like bouncing off the walls in a Christmas hat.
Don't you tell lies now about anything. Thank you very much. I definitely was not bouncing off walls with anything.
Mariah Carey, it's going to be played at many the Christmas party over the next couple of weeks.
God.
You're going to the Classic Hits Christmas party,
of course. I am indeed, yeah. You've managed to get out of it.
I sniggledy
snaked your way away.
Well, it's not to say that I wouldn't like all of your company, but I just spend a lot of time with you as it stands.
Right, is that what it is?
Yeah, case in point, here I am with you for the next 4 hours.
Well, there you go. At least you're honest and saying, no, I really don't want to spend time with you people. That is, in fairness,
no,
at least
no,
a genuine
no,
excuse.
Is John going to appear?
Appear?
Hold on, I put John on. Hang on now.
Are you going to the Classic Hits Christmas party? Oh, no, he's turned off. No, his box is turned off.
Can't hear him. His box is turned off.
This is great. We've isolated him so much. that we can't even turn them on.
Now, how about now, John?
Hello, Simmons. Yes, there we are.
Are you going to the Christmas party?
I didn't know there was a Christmas party. Where did that email go?
This is very awkward. I was just about to stop you in your tracks there, although I was just...
Oh, no!
Yeah, I was too busy trying to switch him on. Yeah, John wouldn't have gotten the email for about the Christmas party.
Oh, no!
This mailing list that you guys have...
Yeah, yeah.
It's for full timers, John. If you want to get on a mailing list, you have to come on board full time. You can't be one of these freelancers that comes in every now and then when you feel like it.
Oh, that's outrageous.
Dear me.
I can't believe John didn't get the. Oh, my God.
How do you feel
I'm
now?
I'm putting it now.
Yeah. But you know what? I still know where it is.
It's out in. Anyway, we can't.
It's
in Dolery, yeah.
What were you, was it supposed to be a secret location?
I have no idea.
I think we're supposed to invite everyone listening.
I just thought maybe if you're appearing...
You weren't supposed to invite me.
It should be a secret. Yeah, exactly, in case John comes.
Yeah, John, you're more than welcome. You just won't be allowed to eat or anything.
Anyway, that was awkward, John, but yeah. You can come to my house if you want.
Well,
I won't
be
there.
Thanks for involving me in this part of the show.
No, you're very welcome. Yeah, you're very welcome. Now you know what to do.
By the way, if you want to get in touch this morning, 087-188-0008, and loads of you have, telling us how cold it is and everything out there. Icy, 1 degree in Cork. Happy Monday from Happy Cart. Hi, lads, it's cold outside. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Oh, get off.
I have sign off now until after Christmas because PJ... Bah humbug. Anyway.
They're signing off.
That's English Lee. He says, you're bah humbug.
I am, yeah.
I don't think he means that. Morning, lads. It's -4 here in County Cork. And
dear
also,
God, really?
Please say happy birthday to my wife, Mary Ann, from yesterday, from Gareth, the South African. How are you, Gareth?
Gareth, the South African, yes. And happy very much to... what's his wife saying to Mary Ann?
Now, PJ, we have a very busy show this morning.
There's all sorts going on. Nick Kershaw, interview on the way.
Yeah.
Just after 7 o'clock.
So you did, and we must explain that you did have a chat with Nick Kershaw on Friday. That'll be played at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
All reactions welcome. I will say nothing else.
I'll say nothing else. I've spoken to him twice now. We interviewed him last year. He was in different humours now. The two times, so I'd say that much.
So everyone with a judge of that.
We'll let you judge that one yourselves. It's also a Double Money Monday, so €1,400 on the hip bit today. Quite a lot of cash to win in December.
It really is.
Get on to classichits.ie and listen to it and see the wrong guesses, because with that sort of money and coming into Christmas, you don't want to waste your guess.
Love to give it away in December as well. And also, James Patrice is going to be live in studio just after 8 o'clock because he has to reveal the school that's going to host a very special performance of the Olympia Panto cast.
Yeah, he's good crack now. I like him.
So here we go, crack. Yeah. I've been looking at his Instagram over the weekend and all that.
Yeah, he's not like Nick Kershaw now. You know what to expect with him.
Yeah.
He gives you his best every time.
I'll tell you one thing about him though. He loves Christmas.
He does, yeah.
He loves Christmas anyway. We'll have to have a chat with him about that. Talk about polar opposites between you and him.
I know, he'll be a real jingle balls now coming in, he will.
It's all coming up in here on Classic Hits. How you doing? PJ and Jim in the morning on Classic Hits, although it is Mike in for Jim. He's taking an extended birthday break, but we'll be back in action tomorrow. 087-188-0008, if you want to get in touch with us this morning, let us know what you're at and how cold it is, considering that's kind of the main theme of the morning.
And where is Jim as the other team? He's in recovery day today, I'd say.
I'd imagine
he's in full recovery. As well, I'd like to once again say, it's not that cold in Dunleary. I just want to put it out there. You know what I mean?
We've had reports of like -3, -4 in the south of the country.
That's mad stuff.
Yeah, which is mad.
Literally on the 1st of December, it begins. It's like somebody flicks a switch for proper winter weather, isn't it?
It does, but isn't it also amazing how freaked out we get, about a bit of cold in the winter.
I know.
We have very short memories.
Very short memory. It comes as a terrible shock.
It does. Oh my God, it's so cold.
Oh my God.
Can you believe us?
And the darkness. Oh my God, I better get a jacket. Yeah, you should get a jacket. You should own a jacket already.
I know, yeah. This is probably around the time, although probably a couple of weeks ago, you'd get that old jacket out. Did you ever do that and find like a fiver or a tenner?
Ah, it's glorious. I love that.
From the previous winter.
Love that, yeah.
Fantastic. Right, on Friday, PJ Gallagher sat down and had a chat with Nick Kershaw, although he wasn't across the desk from me.
He was across the water. He was over the other end of the Irish Sea there. And we gave him a ring to have a chat because he's doing... it's all you'll hear about.
It's
he's
all
doing a gig.
In the interview.
And we talked to him before and he was great crack. Why would it be any different this time is what we thought.
Have a listen to this.
How you going on, Nick?
Hi, PJ. How you going?
Very nice to talk to you again, Nick. You were on with us about a year ago and we had a great chat. So thanks for being on again. You really are a very busy man at the moment.
I try to keep busy. Keeps me out of trouble.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, just looking at your website and the amount of dates you're doing and stuff. It's been an amazing revival of 80s music over the last while and all the festivals and things. Did you take a break from touring or have you been at it non-stop ever since?
No, I took quite a break. I took a break from about for about 10 years in the 90s. I just wrote and produced for other people and stuff, didn't do any performing. Then I came back into it at the end of the 90s. Then I stopped again in the sort of mid sort of 2000s. But I've been at it ever since, really.
There's a lot to be said, though, I think, with the 80s revival and stuff. Like, we were at the Forever Young festival in the summer, and acts like Jimmy Somerville and Kim Wilde and stuff all on tour again. And there's something about it that 80s acts just keep going and going and going. There's a real energy from that time where the 90s acts just aren't doing the same. What's it like touring with all those people again?
Oh, it's a lot of fun. It really is. You know, in fact, I'm getting to see more of these guys than I did back in the day.
Yeah, I bet, yeah.
Back in the day, everybody was so busy in their own little bubble and disappearing on over different parts of the world. But we all find ourselves in a field somewhere in the middle of the summer, and it's great hanging out with them again.
It seems like the fans are just still so loyal. They're not going anywhere.
They are. It's astonishing, yeah. I mean, obviously, they want to relive their youth, maybe, but I don't understand why it's specifically the 80s that seems to be attracting this much attention. But I don't know. We're very grateful, obviously, and it's great fun for us.
And we're going to see you now in Killarney in Winterfest, which is like the obviously the pole opposite to Summerfest. It's in the INEC in Killarney, 6th and 7th of December. Other great acts on there, like Tony Hadley, Howard Jones, Go West. They're kind of all at it, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think this was put together pretty quickly, and I didn't even know about this until about sort of 2 months ago.
Oh, really?
It's great, yeah. But I have played the Inec before, but only as a... I did a little solo acoustic thing this will be about 10 years ago, probably at least. And there's a little room downstairs in the Inec with a bar in it.
Oh, I think it's called the Ruby Room. Is that the
one? Yeah, possibly. Yeah. It's a little acoustic room. I did a gig in there at one point, yeah. So I know the building. It's a fabulous venue.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great part of the world as well, in fairness, down in Kerry.
Yeah. Yeah, Love Island.
By the way, the last time you were on, we were asking you, I'm sure you're sick of being asked about the riddle and what it was about. You told us it was essentially not about anything, that you kind of just put it together by chance when you needed to in the studio, and some of the feedback we got for that was amazing. That is a true story, right?
It is true, yeah. It was a guide vocal. It was never meant to be the finished lyric. It was just kind of something to get us started, really.
Yeah.
It just never got replaced.
I'm just very happy that I finally get to say a fact on this show that doesn't get proven wrong in the end, because that happens to me like all the time. So now I have it backed up by you, by Nick Kershaw himself. Nick, thanks a million for talking to me this morning, and have a great one, and I hope you have a great time and throughout the rest of the year and Christmas and a great festival.
Thanks a lot, PJ. Ta-da.
That's Nick Kershaw, The Riddle on Classic Hits, waking up happy for Monday morning with PJ and Jim, Mike in for Jim this morning.
Oh, what a song that is. That is a great song.
It's a great song. And now you're doubly sure that it means absolutely nothing about nothing.
It means nothing about nothing. I've heard it from him twice now. It's official. I have to say, though, he wasn't in the best of form this time. Like, when I spoke to him with Jim, right, last year or whenever it was, he was grey crack.
I know, yeah.
It turns out he just must like Jim a lot more than he likes me.
I don't know. I mean, a year's a long time, but I do remember last year when you both talked to him and he was in flying form. Ha, 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 ha. He was laughing. He was joking.
He was real into it.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just that your energies didn't match or something like that. I mean, the start of it, for example.
How you going on, Nick?
Hi, PJ. How you going?
I think we kind of... I think we knew at that point...
He didn't want to talk to me at all!
Hi, PJ. How you going?
And, yeah, it was just different. I mean, he was a nice fella and he answered all your questions.
He did, yeah.
He's probably thinking to himself, what more do I want?
He wasn't rude or anything.
No.
But it's just the contrast the last time was...
Like this, for example.
Now, what's it like touring with all those people again?
Oh, it's a lot of fun. It really is.
I think we should use that actually for a little.
It's a lot of fun. It really is.
I think we should use that as a little liner for the show, actually. But anyway, but he gave you what you wanted.
He answered all the questions. But you know the way. The best way to say that something isn't fun is to say it is fun. That way.
Well, when I did ask him,
it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I asked him on the phone, as we usually do. In fact, talking to celebrity guests sometimes is like talking to a taxi driver. You tend to ask the same questions
over and over again.
And as also, are you doing much more today, Nick? As in, do you have more calls to make? Nah, this is the only one I'm at.
Yeah, he was disgusted that it was only one call and he was talking to me.
Anyway, Janet in Raheny has WhatsApped into 087-188-0008 with a picture of her and Nick Kershaw. She says,
look at that.
Met him when he played the academy. Such a nice guy. And he seems to be as well. But anyway, yeah. There you go. It is...
Janet, he's a lot of fan.
He's a lot of fan,
he's
right?
He's a lot of fan.
How are you, Janet? You know what?
Ta-ta.
Wizard, I wish it could be Christmas every day,
oh,
PJ.
For God's sake. It's so dramatic, isn't it?
Yeah, it's classic. It's waking up happy for Monday morning, the 2nd of December 2019.
Oh,
and the Christmas tunes are in full flow. I'll tell you what. The Argy Bargy in the shops is in full flow as well. It was in Liffey Valley, the shopping centre yesterday.
I'd say it was a war zone, was it? War zone, yeah.
And a certain toy shop as well. My God.
Oh, I bet. I can only imagine. I was in the city, like last week I was in Dublin city centre.
Yeah.
And I couldn't believe, like a week ago, how insane it was with all the shopping.
Yeah, I must say, so far people are quite polite to each other.
Yeah, it's early days.
But that's early days, yeah.
Please be nice to retail workers. They really could. They don't want the trouble. Yeah, they're doing their best.
I bought a new pair of brogues yesterday. And might I just say, I felt so sorry for the people in that shoe shop.
I bet you did.
It was one girl and she was just so stressed. She's like, I'm so sorry, it's going to be a bit of a wait. And I was like, you're all right. You're grand. I can
calm
see this.
Down.
Absolutely
don't worry.
Chaotic. Anyway, the reason I'm playing Grange Hill music in the background is because it's kind of loosely tied to what you're going to talk
apparently
about.
We were all terrible in school. Unfortunately... The apostrophe, and they try not to get too upset, everybody. But the Apostrophe Society has shut down. It is shutting its doors once and for all.
Oh, God.
Yeah, with a huge declaration. The society dedicated to preserving the correct use of the apostrophe in the language of English has been shut down. They say ignorance has won the day.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Retired journalist started this. His name is John Richards, right?
Okay.
Now, he's no spring chicken. He's 96 years old.
Wow.
Right? And he started the Apostrophe Protection Society, the APS.
Yeah,
right?
I've actually heard about this before.
Did you?
I have, yeah. And I applaud that society because I get a bit cheesed off. I'm not saying I know everything.
You're one of the... You're a pedant, are you?
I am pedantic, yeah. I'm not saying that I know everything as to where apostrophe should be or shouldn't be, but I can see some blatantly obvious ones around.
And you would get upset by that, like, would you?
It'd give me a little shiver up my spine, it would, yeah. It'd make me, if I was a member of those, I could see how you might go into a shop and say, you know your sign out there, you have an acronym and you have an apostrophe after the first two letters, makes no sense, or whatever it is.
I think you're all mad. I love a mistake, like a hilarious mistake on a shop front or anything makes
really,
me laugh. Yeah. I couldn't give a riddler about it. I'm more going on in my life than to be getting upset about where an apostrophe goes.
Don't get me wrong, I wouldn't join their organisation, but I can see why it's set up, put it that way.
Well, in 2001, the APS, the Apostrophe Protection Society, got together and their mission was to make sure the much abused punctuation mark was being used correctly. Wherever it may be. But now Mr. Richards has announced, and this is a statement. He's released a statement and everything. Proper press release, this is. Yeah. With regret, I have to announce that after 18 years, I've decided to close the Apostrophe Protection Society. There are two reasons for this. One is that I am 96 years old and I'm cutting back on my commitments. The okay. second is that fewer organisations and individuals are now caring about the correct use of the apostrophe in the English language at all. We and our many supporters have done our best, but ignorance, laziness and present modern times have won.
Well,
good day.
Good day, Jesus. Fair play to him.
He can't take it anymore. He literally can't take it anymore.
Imagine that, 96 years of age and he's still cheesed off with an apostrophe.
And even at the bottom of his press statement, he's listed the top three mistakes that people make with apostrophes. He can't let it go, even with the closing of the doors of the Apostrophe Society.
Do you have them there?
I do, yeah.
Ah,
yeah.
This is public service broadcasting here. Go on, PJ.
It's I apostrophe S is only correct as a contraction of it is. And an apostrophe would not correct it even in its possessive form.
Very good.
So there you go.
Okay, that's lesson number one.
Your, Y-O-U, apostrophe R-E.
Now.
It means you are. And should not be confused with your, despite sounding the same.
Yeah.
He's very upset.
Your is a confusing one. There's no doubt about that. I see that everywhere.
Yeah, he's very upset. And the last one he seems to be absolutely outraged with. Apostrophes are never, ever, ever to be used as plurals.
Okay.
Good day to you, sir.
It's never to be used as plurals?
Yeah.
I'm sure I get that.
I'm obviously doing it wrong because I don't know what he's on about. Yeah, so there you go. So he said he set up, he was expecting to maybe get a half a dozen people. He ended up with 500 people all around the world. Big society, worldwide network. They've all come together and says, it's pointless. We're the only intelligent people this side of the planet and we are only preaching into an ignorant wind. And they've shut the doors.
And he's dead right. He's dead right.
He's absolutely not. He could have waited. He's 96 years old. He's after wasting 18 years banging on about apostrophes.
But he's made a point on his 96th birthday. He's made a point.
Yeah. And the best thing he's ever done is shut down the society.
The clock. Hip it. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hip it. There you go, the hip bit, the classic hip bit. €1,400 is what we have for you on this Double Money Monday. £1,400, quite a lot if you can get your hands on it. It sounds exactly like this. So we're going to go to Richard in Limerick, who's going to have a tackle of it. How are you getting on, Richard?
Hey, good morning, lads. How are you?
I'm not bad at all. How was your weekend?
Weekend was great, yeah, absolutely. Just started a new job, so it was all good for Christmas.
Very good, very good.
Good
yeah.
stuff. What is the job? What's the new job, can we ask?
Well, it's working for my side of company.
For a credit company?
No, I'm working for newer healthcare.
Oh, healthcare. Where did I get credit from? Oh, yeah, where did I get that from?
Working mental health, so yeah, all good.
All right, very good, very brilliant good. Stuff. Right, so with the week that you're having, let's try and make it even better. Richard, what do you think it is?
I'm going to go for the birdie song by the tweet.
The birdie song.
That I have to say, that's the first time that has ever been guessed, I think, in any hip hits ever. So we're going to head across to the other studio, to English John, who's going to tell us if it's right or wrong.
The birdie song.
Yes.
No.
I knew it.
Sorry about that, Richard. Listen, good on you for the new job and best of luck in it. All the best.
Great stuff, lad.
Take care.
Minute.
All the best. Right, let's go on to line two, PJ. I'm going to leave this one with you.
I got it. You know something, so I don't make a complete and utter mess of this name. Who have we got on line two?
Hi, this is Ivana.
Ivana.
Ivana, oh. do you want to say your second name for us?
Sorry?
Do you want to say your second name for us?
It's Gronkowska.
Ivana Gronkowska.
Now you see why PJ was slightly reluctant.
I got
to say
too nervous. I didn't want to ruin a beautiful name. I didn't want to. Right, have a go there, Ivana, and we'll try and give you some cash.
Well, I hope so. That'll be very handy. And I think it's Men at Work. Who can it be now?
Right, great song. Right, so what do you reckon, John?
Well, Ivana, I think we all know where this is going.
Yep.
Who can it be now? It's not Men at Work, but don't be feeling down under.
A double whammy, John.
Thanks very much, guys.
Have a great Monday. Take it easy.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
All the best. Bye-bye.
See you later. Take care.
Right. It'll be worth €710 tomorrow.
Tomorrow. But it's still €1,400 with Damien later on at 20 to 5. It's
of
still
course.
Double Money Monday, so you can have another bash with him. Two more we know it definitely isn't. Birdie song unfortunately ruled out, and Men at Work ruled out as well. So you can have another go 20 to 5 with Damien Farrelly.
Up happy for Monday morning, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock. PJ and Jim in the morning. Mike in for Jim this morning. And maybe welcome Mr. James Patrice.
Yay.
In the studio.
Hello. How are you?
You've become like Mr. Christmas for us in here.
Well, I mean,
like,
I try.
Yeah, it's
I
like
do.
You arrive and we just kind of go, it's you're our toy show. You come in and it's like Christmas is officially started when James Patrice arrives into the studio.
I'm going to start wearing tinsel, I think, when I come in.
Yeah. Did you?
And baubles everywhere. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Incidentally, did you watch the toy show?
Did I watch?
Yeah.
I was bawling, absolutely bawling. Yeah. It was incredible. Obviously, the songs, the dance, all amazing. And
just
then,
brilliant.
But it was so subtly done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was just, you know, it wasn't a case of this is this kid with this story. It was, well, this is a child who happens to have this story and we're going to talk about it.
It was deadly, yeah. It's so about the kids now. It's not even really about the toys anymore.
Not
I was in ribbons
all.
Watching it from start to finish. I was in right order.
Yeah. And the country is an emotional wreck
after it, yeah.
Then we all go back to being,
we're
nice
miserable.
For that night.
Yeah, we get 2.5 hours a year together
exactly.
as a nation.
Totally.
You're here to do some very serious business because you are, of course, starring in the Olympia Panto, which is Cinderella, the story of Cinders and her fella. And last week, we gave schools across the country a chance to enter for a special, kind of exclusive performance from the cast of the Olympia Panto. Which we were at last year.
We were at last year. The loudest room in the history of the world.
Yeah.
it is a bit loud.
It was incredible.
Yeah.
But come here, before we actually get to reveal the school, because the results are in and we're going to do that in a few minutes' time, how are rehearsals going and all that?
Going great. Yeah. Yes, I have to say. So we're into the swing of them now. And it's just so much fun. The banter in the rehearsal room is brilliant, but also getting the work done as well, because we opened 2 weeks from this Friday.
That's amazing.
Because we're all like, ah, isn't it great? And then, oh good Jesus. Right, we actually have that to do. It's going really well. The script is absolutely hilarious. Like, you're trying to actually rehearse the lines and say the lines. We're trying to watch other people do their scenes. Sure, everyone's literally breaking their, you know, laughing. It's amazing. And the songs are bangers.
Are they bangers?
We have bangers this year.
I'm curious now as to what the big hit is.
I have a few numbers myself, I won't say. But, oh God, yeah. And like, and you just throw yourself into it, because the kids, I mean, we've watched 132 kids on the stage, I think, and they've been rehearsing since like September.
So yeah, they're flat out.
They know it inside out. Then we rock in like the owl lads going, where are we going? They're like walking into the wings, not knowing what's going on. You're there. Okay, great, go quick. Try not to hit children in the middle of a dance move. But it's great though. It's going so well.
You're the fairy godbrother. Is that right?
I am indeed.
That is still the case. I'm not too sure how this changes over time.
Is this? But no, I am.
You are the fairy godmother.
My wings are ready. I'm doing a lot of magic. I'm helping Cinders out, but he's a bit of a learner fairy. Is the thing. So he makes a few mistakes.
Okay.
And needs a bit of a help as he goes. But his intentions are very much in the right place. You know?
Good. Okay, brilliant. And other than that then, other than Panto, you're busy because Dancing with the Stars is starting soon.
Yeah, of course.
Celebrity Dancing with the Stars. And Glenda Gilson was announced as the first dancer.
Yesterday, yeah. So it's great. So I know them all because we did our interviews there.
Oh, so you know all that, you have all the lines.
I mean,
I assume you came in with an exclusive reveal for us this morning, the second dancer.
It's not you guys. That's the exclusive that we have. Although
one day, BJ.
It's Jim, isn't it? That's where he is today.
He's rehearsing. He's announcing himself. The lineup is amazing. Every year, look, the lineup is great. And then, you know, you always get people, who's that? I don't know who that is. Yeah. And by the end of it, they love them. You know, I always say, it's Ireland. We're not going to get Meryl Streep. You know what I mean? Like, we do what we can in terms of celebrity, you know? So, it's a great lineup. And, like, I have to say, I was looking, I was going, oh, wow. There's a few they've gotten, and I'm like, Jesus.
Yeah.
Really? Right, yes. Yeah, there's a couple of surprises. Okay.
Real good shockers, stuff. I have to say. So, over the next week, they'll announce them all, and then we have our interviews that they go up in companion with them to kind of introduce the celebrities, I suppose. So there's two being announced today, but yesterday was Glenda.
Saw Glenda and all the gear and all looking deadly.
She looks amazing.
I always struggle talking to Glenda when I meet her. I told you that before, didn't I? Like, she blows me away. Like, I can't. You know what I mean?
He gets a bit
like,
flustered.
Hiya, Peter. How are you doing? I get all weird and all.
We have to set up an interview there with PJ and Glenda.
Please don't. Yes. I make a total idiot of myself.
Now, PJ, right, might I just say, James, because I said this earlier on, despises Christmas. He is the Grinch. He actually is the Grinch.
Unfortunately.
But looking at your Instagram over the last while, because I do follow you on Instagram.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome. I hope you follow me back now. But anyway,
I do follow you. Do you?
Oh, there you go. Great. How you doing?
But, sounding desperate now, Mike.
Please follow me.
Put out your handle there. What are you? At Mike.
I'm at Mike Hogan Radio.
Radio,
actually.
Yes, I knew that. Yeah. I knew that.
He's like Santa.
Sorry, this wasn't a plug for
my
Instagram.
He's like Santa.
What I was trying to say was, you adore Christmas.
I do.
You're polar opposites, like.
I have to say, if I could wear Christmas lights around my head all year, I would. I love it, yeah. Because I dress like a Christmas tree throughout the year as it is, going, you know, with all me nice jackets and bits. So, you know, Christmas is it's the month where you go and match. I had my decorations up last weekend.
It was quite early.
A few of the blinds were twitching from the neighbors, you know.
Of course they were. He's at it again.
But you have to put them up. Because I say it, you know, I mean, and here's my sob story. I mean, I work so hard during the month of December. I'm barely at home.
Yeah.
So I want to get my weeks out of the tree when I can.
Fair enough.
You know, so do you have your tree up, PJ?
No, I don't do it. I don't do trees. No, I don't do anything like that. No.
He doesn't do anything.
I don't do any of that business at all. I like having a place where I can actually get out of the Christmas stupidity.
You
know, I can come home and...
Okay, I see your point, but I'm not even a small little tree.
No.
A twig.
Not even a twig. Not even a stick to hit carolers with.
Ah, for God's
sake. We did a thing last year called the 12 Days of PJ where we tried to bring around.
Okay.
It nearly worked.
Get him a Christmas tree. He talked to Santa.
Oh.
Talked to an elf.
It nearly worked. I had my moments, but then January came and I was sorry we all went through it together.
You'll still be nice and trim in January.
I don't.
Whereas the Christmas is like, eat everything. It's an excuse. So the quality street opened yesterday.
Did you?
Already.
You're already gone.
But you know
the
when you pass by and it's like, just have a little one.
Oh, yeah, no, we're all back. Doing that.
But the way I see it is, you're walking back and forth, so you're probably burning the calories somehow.
Yeah, you're
you know,
right.
You're walking to the fridge,
right.
So it's grand.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's a busy time. Exactly. You'll be moving and shaking all that. Right, we better move on to the important business.
Yeah, what is it then? We've got to find out the school. We have to find out where we're going. So,
we do.
Because we're all going there, and they get that exclusive, like, sort of edited performance of the panto just for them.
Yeah.
So where are we going?
And this is on the 10th of December. Will you hang on there because of a drum roll?
Oh, yes. Yeah, sorry, I'm getting all on. I'm jumping the gun. I beg your pardon.
Now, you've no headphones, so you won't hear this. It's a 9-second drum roll. So I'll give you the cue.
We'll do finger guns.
The school for the special performance of the Olympia Panto cast is. Wait for it, James. We're nearly there now.
School Katrina Collini in Mask Avenue, Coolock, Dublin 5.
Yay!
Well done. Okay.
Very excited.
PJ and Jim and all of us, including the cast of the panto, will see you there on December 10th.
Yes, and I'm going to bring a tree just for you, PJ.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm trying to get into it. Thank you.
James Patrice, thank you very much
Thanks
for coming into
guys.
Us. All the best. Waking up happy on Monday morning with PJ and Jim. Mike in for Jim this morning. Just coming up on 20 to 9 now. Hope you're well. Hope you're doing all right on a Monday morning. It is chilly out there, but it's kind of thawing. Unlike this morning, very, very early doors for a lot of people. It was in sort of the minus numbers, minus 1, 2, 3, and even minus 4 we got. Anyway, now,
PJ. Still think you're winding me up with all of this. It was lovely, so it was.
It was lovely in Dunleary, where someone goes around spraying everyone's cars with a de-icer.
Well, that's only right and proper, you know what I mean?
Right then, you're going to talk about hygiene.
Yeah, who knew? Maybe this is news that some people were vaguely aware of before. I, for one, am horrified at what I'm reading here. Apparently, your handbag is the most disgusting... Well, not maybe your handbag. Your makeup bag. Yeah, your makeup bag.
Okay.
We all know what you're at. Is the most disgusting... Like revolting place that you can stick your hand. Harmful superbugs and fungi, they're saying, have been found lurking in beauty products, mostly found in makeup bags.
Yeah.
So this is it. I did not know any of this. I'm so glad I wash myself once a day and leave myself alone for the rest of the day.
You've your bottle of green stuff and your bottle of blue stuff.
Of green and blue. I'm not mad about the green. I love the blue, which reminds me I have to stock up on some blue today. But bugs like E. coli.
Oh my God.
E. coli. And something called Staphylococcus, which doesn't sound good.
Staphylococcus?
Staphylococcus.
You mean the Staphylococcus in people's bags?
Staphylococcus and E. coli in people's handbags and makeup bags. They were found to have contaminated 9 out of 10 products once they've been used, right? Now, they're saying that it's a mixture of different things. People who don't clean their sponges, who let them drop on the floor and don't clean them after that. People who, believe it or not, use a sponge after not having washed their hands after a wee-wee, Mike.
Oh, lads.
There's all sorts of stuff going on. So,
when you say sponge, you mean a makeup sponge?
Oh, the makeup sponge, yeah. They drop them on the floor and they don't wash their hands and then they handle them and it's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting.
That is disgusting.
Yeah, it is disgusting. The harm that it can do to you. So, skin infections to blood poisoning. If they're used near the eyes or mouth or it can come into cuts and grazes, you can get all this blood poisoning. Absolutely disgusting. Beauty blenders, right? Blenders are found to have had the highest levels of potentially harmful bacteria. 93% not having ever been cleaned, despite 64% of them being on the ground.
Oh my God.
So there you go. Your handbag is trying to kill you. Your makeup bag is trying to kill you.
I think those who wear makeup are getting a raw deal out of this. because I think that should apply to lots more type of bags.
What?
Including
Explain yourself.
Including my own man bag, which I might just say.
What
and
are
I
you?
Go around.
For a start now, who knew you had a... Of course you have a man bag. Of course you do.
It's just a bag with a strap. That's all it is. With
what
one
do you
strap.
Keep in your man bag, it's apart from your makeup?
Excuse me, it's a very fancy man bag. I can't remember the name of it, but I know it's a very classy title. My missus got it for me. I can't think of the name of it. I'm so bad at that.
What do you keep in your man bag? What's in your satchel?
So I have me lunch. Right. For a start.
Yeah.
But that may be buttered brown bread that I forgot to eat last week. I looked in it this morning and I didn't have time because I had to defrost the car so I couldn't empty it. I have some rice cakes in there and I have some peanut butter in a thing.
So
that
food.
Must be there for about 3 weeks. and a mashed banana.
You so think? Food. Old food.
Yeah, old food.
Yeah, that's much worse than makeup. Food that's been there for weeks and so you're probably going to eat today.
And sheets of paper that I may or may not need at some future.
So it's a lunch, it's a very fancy lunchbox is what it is.
Yeah, it is.
For
fancy,
you.
Yeah.
A very fancy unwashed lunchbox.
And have a few tablets in case you do me head in.
Well, that's you need them. Yeah, I mean, in fairness, I wouldn't even be insulted
at
this
stage.
Do you
not come in with a bag? How does anyone have a bag? Do you not have a bag for work? Do you carry nuts all in your pockets, is it?
Yeah.
I'd have to have a bag.
I bring in me gym bag every so often. I never know what fellas to be carrying around.
I bet your gym bag is disgusting. I'd say there's dirty jocks in that.
When I've used it, of course there's dirty jocks. I've literally used
them. How long are your dirty jocks in there?
Oh, here we go. Now you're going to start them again about me robbing other people's pants and everything again.
you did rob another person's pants.
It was an accident.
I know.
How did we go from talking about people's makeup bags to talking about me being the knicker all over again?
What did you call that thing again? The medical term for what disease you can get if you use the makeup?
Oh, and what's it called? It's Staphylococcus.
You better watch yourself with the Staphylococcus.
I think I've robbed a couple of Staphylococcuses off other lads without even knowing it.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins in Innes and Limerick. Giving the gift of exam success with Julie's Christmas revision courses. See kes.ie.
Now then, we have a cracking prize all this week. We have a VIP glamping package for four to give away for Forever Young Festival. Which is back for 2020, by the way. Relive the amazing 80s at Palmerston House Estate, Naas, on July 10th to 12th. Forever Young was the most talked about new event in the Irish live music calendar in 2019. It was the party party weekend like no other.
Yeah, like no other, and it is like no other. And I have to say, last year was great crack. So I imagine it'll be better again, if not the same. If not the same, better again, it's the better order to say that.
Exactly.
It'll be deadly is what I'm trying to say.
Well, tickets are on sale from 9 a.m. this Friday, the 6th of December, should I say, on foreveryoungfestival.ie with a live lineup announced on Classic Hits on Friday morning with us, with you and Jim. So you're going to actually...
Oh, very good.
You're going to be announcing the lineup, so that's all very exciting. Anyway, who's going to play?
Right, it's going to be Colin Duffy this morning, who's in Dublin. How are you getting on, Colin?
How we doing, lads? All good?
Yeah, not bad at all. How are you? How was your weekend?
The weekend was great. We visited Santa with my daughter Lucy Beth on Thursday. We had the toy show Friday.
Yeah.
And we went to see Frozen on Saturday. So
you're having a great one.
We had to tick all the boxes because I'm one of your hundreds of postmen that listen to you. So it's busy now for the next couple of weeks.
I'd imagine so.
Oh, God, yeah, you'll be flat out. This is literally your madness. So you're delivering all the Santa letters from now until Christmas.
Sure, has to be done.
Right, well, we're on your side. Let's see if we can get you in even better news and get a good score this morning. You ready to go, Colin?
Let's give it a lash.
Let's do it, Colin. Here we go.
In what Disney film do Mowgli and Baloo appear?
Pass.
Jungle Book. In the UK, Liverpool is situated near which river?
Mersey.
What is the Spanish word for hello?
Hola.
In the children's film Stuart Little, what is Stuart?
He's a mouse.
Magic Johnson was famous for playing what sport?
Basketball.
In Back to the Future, what actor plays Marty McFly?
Pass.
Michael J. Fox, what is the Spanish painter Picasso's first name?
Pablo.
How many platforms are on the Eiffel Tower?
13.
It's 3. Which classical composer wrote Messiah?
Pass.
Handel. Which brother has made the first powered aeroplane flight in 1903?
Pass.
The Wright brothers, the spice cinnamon is obtained from what part of the tree?
The sap.
The bark. Russian billionaire Roman Abramovich bought what English
Chelsea.
Football club? Yeah, which country lies between Nicaragua and Panama?
Honduras.
That's Costa Rica. Which wet single spent 15 weeks at number one?
Love Is All Around.
Which country in Europe is the furthest north?
Iceland.
It's Norway. Fart. I was trying to get a sneaky one.
Okay,
in there,
John, I just got to check with John. Norway. We're looking at 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7.
Seven.
Which isn't a bad effort, to be fair.
Sure. God loves Destroyer.
Listen, don't be hard on yourself. It's not easy.
Colin, have a great day. All right, my friend.
Listen, lads, thanks very much. I love the show.
Good
Thank
effort.
You, Colin. No,
you've been listening to the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.